The suite has been played in Prague, Budapest, and other European cities, and is to be heard for the first time in America this afternoon. The story of the ballet sets forth the dream of Lee, a very beautiful married woman who has been tempted to be unfaithful to her husband. She dreams that she's far away in India as the wife of a powerful Rajah. She has a lover named Pierrot, and her affair comes to the attention of her jealous husband. For revenge, the Rajah orders a festival and commands Pierrot to dance inside a large flask. As Pierrot dances, the Rajah slowly tightens the cap of the flask, shutting out the air. Thus, Pierrot gradually dies from suffocation. In horror, Lee awakens from her dream to hear the serenade of her would-be lover beneath the window. The serenade is a signal calling her to a rendezvous. But warned by the dream, Lee does not answer the call. Instead, she wisely decides to remain a faithful wife. Well, John Barnett, our conductor, has come out now and taken his place. The suite, incidentally, is grouped into five parts marked Introduction and Dream, Intermezzo and Festival Music, The Oriental Love Scene, The Dance of the Flying Devils, and The Executioner's March, Death Dance, and The Awakening. The New York City Symphony Orchestra, John Barnett conducting, in Pierrot in the Flask by Eric Lifeson.